Chapter 3, Your Driving Privilege. Points. Driver license points. If you are convicted of certain motor vehicle violations in North Carolina, driver license points are placed against your driving record. If you accumulate 7 points, you may be assigned to a driver improvement clinic. The clinic fee is $65. Upon satisfactory completion of the clinic, 3 points are deducted from your driving record. If you accumulate as many as 12 points within a 3-year period, your license may be suspended. The accumulation of 8 points within 3 years following the reinstatement of your license can result in a second suspension. If your driver license is suspended by the point system, it may be taken for 60 days for the first suspension, 6 months for the second, and 12 months for the third. When your driving privilege is reinstated, all previous driver license points are canceled. This does not pertain to insurance points. Note: the table of points has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. No points shall be assessed for convictions of the following offenses: overload, overlength, overwidth, overheight, illegal parking, carrying concealed weapon, improper plates, improper registration, improper muffler, improper display of license plates or dealer's tags, unlawful display of emblems and insignia, failure to display a current inspection certificate. Any person who commits an offense for which points may be assessed for violations while operating a commercial motor vehicle may be assessed double the amount of any fine or penalty authorized by statute. Insurance points. Insurance companies use a different point system to determine insurance rates. If you have any questions concerning insurance points, contact your insurance agent. Suspensions. In addition to criminal penalties that the court might mandate, conviction of certain traffic offenses will result in the loss of your driving privilege. Your driving privilege will be revoked for at least 30 days if you are convicted of driving any vehicle more than 15 miles per hour over the speed limit. If you are driving at a speed higher than 55 miles per hour, it will be taken for 60 days if you are convicted of a second charge of speeding over 55 miles per hour and more than 15 miles per hour above the speed limit within 1 year, or speeding plus reckless driving on the same occasion. The DMV can also suspend your license for the following: 2 convictions of speeding over 55 miles per hour within a period of 12 months. 1 conviction of speeding over 55 miles per hour and 1 conviction of reckless driving within a year. A conviction of willful racing with another motor vehicle, whether it is prearranged or unplanned. A suspended court sentence or part of a sentence mandating that you must not operate a motor vehicle for a specified period of time, and/or a conviction for speeding over 75 miles per hour, in certain cases. In cases like the above, the DMV may suspend your driving privilege as soon as it receives the conviction report from the court. If your driving privilege is revoked, you may have the right to a hearing in the judicial district where you reside. To request a hearing, call at 919-715-7000 or click on Contact Us at myncdmv.gov. You will be notified by mail of the time and place for the hearing. At the hearing, you may state any facts that you think should entitle you to driving privileges or to a reduction of the suspension period. If you believe your driving privilege should not have been revoked and the hearing gives you no help, you may appeal the DMV's decision within 30 days to the Superior Court of the county where you live. The court will review your case to see if there were proper grounds for revoking your driving privilege. Note: the table of offenses has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Out-of-state conviction. Convictions occurring outside North Carolina may result in your license being suspended or revoked, just as if the violations occurred in this state. If a suspension occurs, the division must notify you by correspondence of the effective date of the suspension. Failure to appear and/or to pay a fine. When the division receives notification that you failed to appear in court or pay court fines for a citation received in North Carolina or another state, you will be notified of the effective date of the revocation if not paid prior to the date indicated on the correspondence. The revocation will remain in effect until the division is notified by the court that the citation or fine has been complied with and may result in you having to pay appropriate fees to DMV to obtain a duplicate license. Complying with the citation does not relieve you of the consequences for the actual offense if convicted. Provisional licensee, under age 18. There are other rules that apply to persons under 18 years of age. If you are a provisional licensee, your license may be suspended for 30 days, upon conviction of a second moving violation occurring within a 12-month period. 90 days, upon conviction of a third moving violation occurring within a 12-month period, and 6 months, upon conviction of a fourth moving violation occurring within a 12-month period. Some examples of moving violations: passing a stopped school bus, reckless driving, hit and run, following too closely, driving on the wrong side of the road, illegal passing, running through a stop sign or red light, failure to yield right of way, failure to stop for an emergency siren, and speeding. Driver license restoration. North Carolina law requires that a restoration fee of $65 be paid to the DMV before a suspension or revocation can be cleared. This fee is not required if the license was taken for medical or health reasons following a medical evaluation. A $130 restoration fee is required when the revocation results from a DWI conviction. Also, a service fee of $50 is required upon restoration of a revoked or suspended driver license unless the license was surrendered to the court or mailed to the DMV before the effective date of the suspension or revocation. For the reinstatement of your driving privilege: 1. Visit any driver license office. 2. Provide proof of identity, for example, driver license or 2. other acceptable forms of ID. 3. Pay a restoration and or service fee. 4. Reapply for a driver license. 5. Take required tests, if applicable. 6. Provide proof of insurance if required, and 7. Pay for new license issuance.